Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're going to be diving into the Monica Bay Women of Legal Tech Award.
Oh, this is going to be great.
It is, yeah. And we're going to be getting to know this year's winner from the American Arbitration Association, Bridget M. McCormack.
Okay.
Now, you might be thinking, okay, another award ceremony.
Right.
But this one's actually different.
It is.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
We're going to unpack why this award matters and how McCormack's work is shaping the future of legal technology and access to justice.
So we're not just going to do like a news piece on this.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So to kick things off, tell us this award is named after Monica Bay.
Right.
So for those of us who might not be familiar with her, what made Monica Bay such a significant figure? What should we know about her work?
Well, Monica Bay was a true trailblazer in legal tech journalism.
Okay.
She wasn't simply reporting on the field. She was actively molding it.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, it is.
So for those of us who might not be familiar with her, what made Monica Bay such a significant figure? What should we know about her work?
Think of it this way. Imagine someone who wins over 50 journalism awards.
Oh, wow.
That's Monica Bay.
Goodness.
As editor-in-chief of Legal Tech News.
Wow.
What's even more impressive is her commitment to diversity and inclusion in legal tech.
Okay.
She was a constant advocate for greater representation and equal opportunities.
Really interesting. I'm curious, did anything specific, she did illustrate that commitment.
She had this knack for bringing people together.
Yeah.
And her annual blogger's breakfast at Legal Tech was a great example of that.
Oh, interesting.
It wasn't just networking. She gave a platform to voices that were often overlooked.
Right.
Fostering a real sense of community.
I see.
And it brings to mind Bob Ambrogi, a legal journalist and friend of Bay, who said she was a trusted mentor and inspirational role model.
Mm.
I think that really captures her essence.
So it sounds like she was a pioneer, not just in her career, but in how she shaped the very culture of legal tech. Knowing that background makes this award even more meaningful.
Exactly. And this year's winners are an impressive bunch across different areas like in-house counsel, law firms, and tech providers.
Okay.
They include, list the awardee names here.
Now, those are some heavy hitters.
They are.
For our deep dive, we're going to focus specifically on Bridget M. McCormack from the American Arbitration Association, or AAA.
Sounds good.
Now, there's a name that carries weight.
Absolutely.
Before we get into her work at the AAA, can you give us some insight into her background?
Bridget McCormack has an impressive resume.
Oh, yeah.
She served as the Chief Justice of the Michigan Supreme Court.
Wow.
And is currently the President and CEO of AAA ICDR.
Okay.
What's really striking is her history of innovation, particularly in Michigan.
So what exactly did she do in Michigan that made such a significant impact?
She was a leader in utilizing technology to enhance access to justice.
Oh, okay.
Think about things like online dispute resolution and remote court proceedings.
Right.
While they're much more common now, McCormack was a champion for these ideas long before the pandemic pushed courts into the virtual world.
She was definitely ahead of the curve. Did her initiatives catch on in other areas?
Yeah, that's the true sign of impactful leadership, isn't it?
Right.
Her work in Michigan served as a model for other jurisdictions looking to modernize their legal systems and make them more accessible.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So we're starting to see a pattern here, using technology to make a real difference.
Uh-huh.
How does that connect with her current role at the AAA?
That's where the connection to Monica Bay's legacy of innovation really shines through.
Okay.
At AAA, McCormack has spearheaded some truly forward-thinking initiatives.
All right, like what?
One that stands out is ALABOO.
Okay.
Which explores how artificial intelligence can be integrated into alternative dispute resolution.
Interesting.
Often referred to as ADR.
AI and dispute resolution. That's not something you hear every day. Can you give us some tangible examples of how that plays out in practice?
Absolutely. One example is Clause Builder AI.
Right.
A tool that simplifies the process of drafting ADR clauses in contracts, which can often be a complex undertaking.
Yeah.
And then there's AAI Panelist Search.
Okay.
An AI-driven platform designed to help parties find the most suitable arbitrator or mediator for their specific case.
So it sounds like it's about making the entire process more streamlined and efficient.
Right.
I imagine that would be less intimidating for people who aren't familiar with all the intricacies of ADR.
Exactly. It's about making dispute resolution more accessible and effective.
Right.
These initiatives are positioning AAA ICDR as a global leader in the application of technology to the field.
So we've got innovation and technology driving positive change. Mm. Is there anything else about McCormack's work at AAA we should highlight before we tie it back to Monica Bay?
One more thing. McCormack isn't just focused on the technology itself.
Okay.
She's a vocal advocate for the ethical use of AI in the legal field. In fact, she played a key role in establishing Duke University's Responsible AI in Legal Services Initiative.
That's definitely a hot topic these days.
Yeah.
A lot of people are thinking about responsible AI, especially in a field as important as law.
Exactly.
And it's a testament to McCormack's leadership that she's proactively addressing those concerns.
Right.
It's not just about developing the technology. It's about making sure its implementation is fair and equitable for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
It sounds like Bridgetta McCormack is carrying the torch of Monica Bay's legacy. Pushing boundaries, championing inclusivity, making a tangible impact. I'm curious, what other parallels do you see between their work and their influence on the legal field?
Remember how Monica was all about building community and giving a voice to those who needed it?
Yeah.
McCormack shares that commitment.
Mm-hmm.
She's deeply involved in educating and mentoring the next generation of legal professionals, mm-hmm. preparing them to navigate the evolving landscape of law and technology.
That's really neat.
It is. Mm-hmm. And it's not just about like building new tools and systems.
Right.
It's about building up the people who will use them.
Right.
Passing on that knowledge.
Yeah.
And that drive to improve the legal system.
Yeah.
Is crucial.
It really highlights that human element, the desire to make a positive impact.
It is.
Okay, so we've discussed Monica Bay's incredible legacy.
Right.
We've met Bridgetta McCormack
uh-huh.
and seen how her work embodies the spirit of this award.
Yeah.
But before we wrap up,
all right.
I'm wondering what other innovative solutions you see on the horizon.
Oh.
Given the growing role of technology in law and the challenges of access to justice,
okay.
what excites you about the future of legal tech?
That's a great question, and one that a lot of brilliant minds are wrestling with right now.
Right.
One area I find particularly fascinating is the potential for AI to not only streamline legal processes,
okay.
but to actually predict and prevent legal issues before they even arise.
That sounds almost futuristic. Could you paint a picture of what that might look like in practice?
Imagine an AI tool that could analyze a company's contracts, okay, flag potential risks or areas of non-compliance before they escalate into major legal battles.
Right.
Or think about using AI to identify patterns of injustice in the legal system itself, helping to ensure fair treatment for everyone under the law.
Those are powerful applications.
Yeah.
It sounds like we're on the verge of some major advancements in legal tech.
Yeah, we are.
But as we move forward, I think it's vital to keep Monica Bay's legacy in mind.
Absolutely.
You know, her dedication to diversity, inclusion, and access to justice should guide everyone working in this field.
It should.
We have to ensure that the technologies we develop benefit everyone, not just a select few.
Right, exactly.
You know, I was particularly struck by something in the article about Monica Bay.
Okay.
It mentioned that she started her career as a rock and roll journalist.
Oh, wow.
That's quite a journey from rock and roll to legal tech.
It is fascinating, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
It shows that sometimes the most unexpected paths can lead to incredible contributions.
Right.
It also speaks to her ability to connect with people.
Yeah.
To understand their stories.
Uh-huh.
And to communicate complex ideas in a way that resonates with everyone.
That's a great reminder that we all bring unique experiences and perspectives to legal tech.
We do.
And that diversity of thought is vital for innovation.
Exactly.
It allows us to challenge assumptions,
right.
view problems from multiple angles,
mm-hmm.
and ultimately come up with creative solutions.
Absolutely.
Speaking of unique perspectives,
okay.
I think it's important to delve deeper into how McCormack's work is tackling the issue of access to justice.
Okay.
It's not just about efficiency.
Right.
It's about fairness and reaching everyone.
It is.
That's a thread that runs through so much of what we've been discussing.
Uh-huh.
Monica Bay was a champion for inclusion.
She was.
And it seems like Bridgetta McCormack is carrying that torch forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
How is that reflected in her approach at the AAA?
Think about the traditional court system.
Okay.
It can be incredibly expensive and time consuming. For many people, particularly those with limited resources, navigating that system can feel daunting and out of reach.
It's not hard to see how that creates a barrier for so many.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But alternative dispute resolution, or ADR, offers a different path.
Okay.
It's often faster, more affordable,
right.
and less formal than going to court.
Right.
And by using technology to streamline those ADR processes,
okay.
McCormack is making them even more accessible.
It's like she's removing those barriers.
Yeah.
And creating a more level playing field.
Uh-huh.
Giving more people a voice and a chance to resolve their disputes fairly.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And that resonates deeply with Monica Bay's passion for amplifying the voices of those who are often marginalized or overlooked.
It's amazing to see how these two women, though from different generations and with distinct careers, are united by this shared commitment to justice and equality.
It is.
It demonstrates how these values transcend time and have the power to shape the legal landscape for the better.
It truly does.
And it underscores that we all have a part to play in making the legal system more just and equitable for everyone.
Absolutely.
We've talked about access to justice, touched upon responsible AI.
Right.
Are there other areas in the future of legal tech where you see potential for impactful change? What else stands out to you?
I'm particularly intrigued by the idea of legal tech tools that empower individuals to understand and navigate their own legal rights and responsibilities.
Okay.
Can you elaborate on that?
Imagine an app that could guide you through creating a simple will.
Okay.
Or a basic contract without needing to hire a lawyer.
Right.
Or a platform that could help you navigate divorce proceedings.
Okay.
Or the process of starting a small business, providing you with the information and resources you need to do it yourself.
That would be a game changer for so many people.
It would.
Especially those who can't afford legal representation.
Exactly.
It's about democratizing access to legal knowledge.
Right.
And empowering people to take control of their legal matters.
Exactly. Yeah.
I believe that's where the real potential of legal tech lies.
Okay.
Using technology to empower individuals and make the law less intimidating and more accessible.
That vision is truly inspiring.
Yeah.
It's about shifting the power dynamic,
mm-hmm.
moving away from a system that favors those who can afford the best legal representation.
Right.
And towards one that ensures a fair chance at justice for everyone.
That's a vision that Monica Bay and Bridget M. McCormack would have wholeheartedly supported.
Yeah.
They understood that technology, when applied thoughtfully,
right.
can be a powerful force for good.
Yeah.
Leveling the playing field.
Yeah.
And contributing to a more just and equitable society.
Absolutely.
But as we embrace these advancements,
okay.
it's crucial to revisit the ethical implications of AI that we touched upon earlier.
Right.
It's a conversation that deserves ongoing attention.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
As we wrap up this deep dive, I'd love to hear your thoughts on how we can navigate these ethical considerations and ensure that AI is used responsibly and ethically within the legal field.
Right.
What key principles should guide us in this uncharted territory?
It's important to acknowledge that there are no easy answers.
Right.
When it comes to the ethics of AI.
Yeah.
However, there are fundamental principles that can guide us as we explore this new landscape.
Okay. Like what?
First and foremost, transparency is paramount.
Right.
The algorithms driving AI systems need to be open to scrutiny.
Okay.
So we can understand how they function,
right.
how they make decisions,
right.
and whether those decisions are fair and unbiased.
Transparency is key.
Yeah.
It's difficult to trust something if you don't understand how it works.
Exactly.
Right, right.
And that leads to the next principle.
Okay.
Accountability.
Okay.
We need clear lines of responsibility
huh.
for the decisions made by AI systems.
Right.
If an AI system makes a mistake
yeah.
or produces a biased outcome, who is held accountable?
Right.
How do we ensure mechanisms for redress and correction are in place?
Those are critical questions.
Yeah, they are.
Just like with any powerful tool, we need safeguards to prevent misuse and ensure responsible application.
Absolutely.
What other principles should we be considering?
Well, inclusivity is another central principle.
Okay.
The development and implementation of AI in the legal field must be inclusive,
right.
representing diverse perspectives and considering the needs and concerns of all members of society.
Right, of course.
If those who create and utilize these systems don't reflect the diversity of the population they are meant to serve,
yeah.
we risk perpetuating existing biases.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
If the people behind the technology aren't representative,
uh-huh.
then it's almost inevitable that biases will seep into the systems themselves.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
And finally, I think it's crucial that we maintain a human-centered approach to legal tech.
Okay.
Technology should complement and enhance human capabilities, not replace human judgment, empathy, and compassion.
I love that.
Yeah.
It reminds us that at its core, the legal system is about people.
It is.
Their lives, their rights, their well-being.
Absolutely.
Technology should serve those human needs.
It should.
Not overshadow or undermine them.
Right.
It feels like we've covered so much ground in this deep dive.
Yeah, we have.
From Monica Bay's incredible journey to Bridget M. McCormack's groundbreaking work.
Yeah.
We've explored how AI could revolutionize the legal system while acknowledging the ethical complexities that come with such powerful technology.
Yeah.
It's been an incredibly stimulating conversation.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's always inspiring to delve into these topics and explore the intersection of law, technology, and the human experience.
Before we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought.
All right.
We've talked extensively about the big picture.
Yeah.
The systemic changes needed to make the legal system more just and equitable. But it's also crucial to remember that change often begins at the individual level.
That's an excellent point.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
I mean that each of us,
okay,
regardless of our role in the legal system,
yeah,
can contribute to creating a more just and equitable world.
Right.
We can start by educating ourselves about the issues,
okay,
challenging our own biases,
yeah,
and advocating for change in our own community.
I love that.
Yeah.
It reminds us that we all have agency.
Yeah.
We can all be part of the solution.
Right.
It's a sentiment that echoes Monica Bay's approach.
Yeah.
She was a fearless advocate.
Right.
Speaking truth to power.
Yeah.
Championing the marginalized.
Yeah.
And always pushing for a better future for everyone.
That's a beautiful way to put it.
Yeah.
Her spirit continues to inspire countless others to embrace their own power to make a difference.
It does.
Thinking practically.
Okay.
What specific actions can our listeners take beyond simply educating themselves,
yeah,
to contribute to a more just and equitable legal system?
There are so many ways to get involved.
Okay.
No matter your background or expertise.
Right.
You can support organizations working to expand access to justice.
Okay.
Such as legal aid societies or pro bono programs.
Right.
Even a small donation can have a significant impact.
That's a great starting point.
Yeah.
What about for those of us working within the legal tech industry?
Okay.
What steps can we take to ensure that the tools and technologies we are developing truly serve everyone?
That's where those principles of transparency,
right,
accountability,
uh-huh,
and inclusivity we discussed earlier become absolutely vital.
Right.
As legal tech professionals.
Yeah.
We have a responsibility to build systems that are fair, unbiased, and accessible to all.
Of course.
We need to be vigilant about the potential for bias in our algorithms and actively work to mitigate those biases.
So it goes beyond just writing code.
Yeah.
It's about understanding the broader social impact of our work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's about using our skills and expertise to contribute to a more just and equitable world.
This conversation has been incredibly inspiring.
It has.
It's a powerful reminder that we all have a role to play in shaping the future of legal tech and the legal system as a whole.
Absolutely.
And I'm incredibly optimistic about what the future holds.
Me too.
Especially with the combined efforts of passionate individuals, innovative organizations, and a commitment to ethical and inclusive practices.
Right.
We can create a legal landscape that truly reflects the values of justice and equality for all.
I have no doubt about that.
Yeah.
And I believe the next generation of legal tech leaders will continue to build upon this foundation and create a truly transformative legal landscape.
I agree.
I'm so glad we had this opportunity to delve into this topic together.
Thank you for joining me on this incredible deep dive.
Of course, anytime.
To our listeners, thank you for being a part of this exploration into the world of legal tech.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Until next time, stay curious, stay engaged, and keep striving for a better future for everyone.